Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you ever dated somebody and they thought you were cheating on them? And so you were basically guilty until proven innocent. And you had to make your case, show all available evidence, and still you don't feel like they 100% believed you? Okay? Well, students are starting to get that because of AI. And we are seeing this trend of people, one, using AI to get through their tests, but on the flip side, being accused of using artificial intelligence when they actually didn't. And so, apparently in this one article by BuzzFeed, they said AI cheating detectors are not totally reliable, and a ton of false positives are coming up. They said it has led to many students being falsely accused of cheating on essays and exams. So the BuzzFeed article brings up 12 students. Here's just a couple of their cases. All right. One was somebody had submitted an email they got from their teacher because the professor accused them of using ChatGPT to write the essay. So the teacher wrote, I am emailing you because I have determined that your response paper one submission for Intro to Asian Philosophy was written by AI. I've made this determination on my own, as well as having used the GPT-0 software that detects AI-written papers. I want to let you know that you have been given a zero for this assignment. If an incident of plagiarism occurs again this semester, you will be given an F for the entire course. Additionally, you should be hearing from the Office of Student Conduct shortly. If you have any questions about this course or assignment, you could certainly email me. Now, this, I believe the student, because, you know, if the student really did cheat, I don't think they would be blasting this all over. But what if you write an essay really well? I mean, how does a professor know it's AI versus not? Now, one way they could do it is they type in their question and they see if your answer looks almost identical, to the ChatGPT. But if you have similar talking points, that doesn't necessarily mean you use ChatGPT to write your essay. So they responded this way, the student. I don't believe this judgment to be warranted or correct, considering this is based off of your opinion, as well as using an experimental technology based off another experimental technology. Woo! This kid is smart. This is extremely angry because this will obviously become an inevitable problem in the future with students who have similar writing styles to an AI. But there is no for sure way to prove my innocence. After some research, the creator of this machine said, although a less than 2% false positive rate, he also highlighted, I don't want anybody making definitive decisions. This is something I built out over holiday break, he said of the tool, as well as its inability to decipher the difference between mixed in tidbits of AI prompt. So the student said, even after using GPT-0 myself to see what you were talking about, I was not met with the same result. So you are telling me that two sentences that are potentially written by constitute a zero? I am sorry, but you should have inquired with me first because this is too drastic a measure for circumstantial evidence at best. I would like to have some type of meeting with you if you like, but I did not plagiarize. My work is my own, and I am appalled at the lack of research into the matter before going to the Office of Student Conduct. And then they apologized if it came off hostile and immature. But they said, I'm sure you can understand, it can be angering to have to spend more time on my busy schedule explaining my innocence on something with seemingly circumstantial evidence after paying so much to attend these classes. So you're paying for a college course, and then you are being accused of plagiarism, which, by the way, if you are in trouble, if you have disciplinary issues, that's on your transcript. So that's kind of scary. Another person said, I was accused of plagiarism by two professors and was given a big long talk about how seriously it was taken. I was confused and crying by the end. Then they show me the art they think I copied, and it was my own art from my own site that had popped up in a Google image search. So they found the art online, but that was that person's art. Yeah. Now, another thing these students do, so when a student is taking a test at home, I've seen my son do this. You have a camera on you that watches your eyes, or it looks at if you went to a new screen. So if you're taking a test, they can see if you're going to a new tab to look up the answer. So this student said, had an issue with the Canvas audit log. He said, I stayed on the same page the entire time. I was taking the exam, but I lost 20 points. The audit had showed, this is what the teacher wrote, shows that you were off the exam window 2 times during question 25, 7 times during question 26, 4 times during question 27. That would be a 65-point deduction. Instead, I am not going to give you credit for those problems, which is a 20-point deduction. So he said, the student said, I didn't go off. This was what Canvas thought I did. And so that's really, it's frustrating. We have, obviously, an educational system that doesn't know how to handle tech. Now, are kids cheating? Of course they are. I mean, it's, you know, and my kids tell me it's a joke in school right now, where you could just, if you're doing open book, you know, or you're doing a test, you could very easily go online and look up the answers. They don't, because they want to know the material, but, you know, yeah, kids are cheating. But what about those who aren't? And so now you have students going, why would I be paying thousands and thousands of dollars just to have my record marred with a plagiarism accusation? I don't want to do the test at home. I want to be in the classroom, but the teachers aren't going back to the classrooms. A lot of the teachers are still at home doing this remote work. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I am concerned that a lot of kids are able to cheat on their tests and then not really know the information. If anybody cheats during medical school, come on, man. You're going to be cheating your patients. Don't be cheating. But also don't accuse somebody who's hardworking that doesn't even want to be doing an at-home test of cheating also. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, since some of the excitement around the weight loss drugs like Ozempic, Mounjaro, even though they're not FDA approved for that, only Wegovy, the Ozempic FDA counterpart for weight loss, is the only one approved. Now that enthusiasm started to fizzle a little bit because people are saying they can't afford it, they can't stay on it long term, they rebound right away, or some people were getting gastroparesis where their stomach acted paralyzed from the medication. We have now a headline of a new medication that could be a game changer for fat loss. Scientists have created a what they call a wonder medication at the University of Texas to ramp up the body's metabolism and make it more efficient at breaking down sugar and fat. Apparently, it makes you skinny no matter how many calories or junk food you eat. They say it does so by restricting magnesium from being transported into the mitochondria, the part of the cell responsible for producing energy and burning calories. Magnesium appears to slow the mitochondria's ability to produce energy. Mice that were given the drug were fed a high-calorie Western diet, but became skinny despite eating more calories than they burned off. They say mice who were fed the same high-calorie diet and not given the drug saw their body fat increase. So it's one thing to not gain the weight, but it's another thing to actually lose it. This drug is called CPACC, and they say it can help ward off the health consequences of a bad diet, such as lowering cholesterol, lowering blood sugar, etc. Dr. Madhesh Muniswamy, a biochemist from the University of Texas who led the research, said a drug that can reduce the risk of cardiometabolic diseases such as heart attack and stroke and also reduce the incidence of liver cancer, which can follow fatty liver disease, will make a huge impact. So they have filed a patent application for the drug, hope to trial it in humans in the coming years. So this isn't something that you're going to be able to buy next year. So magnesium and metabolism is fascinating because the mitochondria is like your power source, your battery. And previous studies have shown that too much magnesium slows down energy production in the mitochondria. Now, we've been told to take in magnesium. Many of us are deficient in it. But this is, I think, a little different mechanism. So don't start cutting back on your vitamins. Still take your vitamins. If you're deficient in magnesium, take that. But it is interesting to see how the magnesium and the mitochondria affect metabolism. So this new drug deletes a specific gene called MRS2, which promotes magnesium into the mitochondria. By shutting the gene off, it reduces the amount of the mineral that enters the cell and therefore enhances the metabolism. So how old were these mice? 14 week old. After 30 weeks, they saw them become skinny, whereas the mice with the regular diet and not the medication got fatter. So I don't know. I mean, it's exciting. The study was published in the journal Cell Reports. Apparently this gene is present in a variety of organs, the brain, heart, kidneys, lungs. So we do have to be careful first to make sure that, you know, we're not causing other side effects. And that's kind of what happened with Ozempic and Mounjaro, who are now getting sued by patients for their gastroparesis, abdominal pain, stomach not working right, because they sometimes unintended consequences or side effects to these medications. I wish we had a drug or something simple. You know, I can't stand the fact that people used to be slimmer, they used to be in better shape, and now that we sit in cars and sit in computers or sit in radio studios, or, you know, we're not moving that much. And then the food we're eating goes to our waist, goes to our heart, goes to our liver. So if we could find a way to lose weight, you know, magically, I'm excited about it. I just don't think that's going to be the answer to a lot of our obesity problems. When you look and see what the thinner people do, yeah, maybe they do have baseline genetics, but they exercise a lot. They eat right. You know, whenever you see a skinny person at the grocery store, just take a look and see what's in their cart. Most of the time, it'll tell you what to do. They probably have nuts. There's a study now, you know, talking again about how pecans could help you lose weight, help maintain blood sugar, and stave off diabetes. They probably have a lot of vegetables, a lot of nuts in there. And then maybe some lean meat, maybe some eggs. But you probably don't see a lot of bacon. You probably don't see a lot of carbs. You probably don't see a lot of, you know, Cocoa Krispies. And so, you know, we are making decisions that are causing us to gain weight. But even if there is a pill that shrinks our fat and increases our metabolism, I would be still a little nervous because, you know, metabolism gets increased by cancer cells. And I just would have to make sure, before I would even recommend this to anybody, that this wasn't stimulating any quiescent or sleeping or hibernating cancer cell and making it more active. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Two individuals have died after going to a spa that wasn't licensed, by the way, and picked up Legionnaires, which is called the air conditioner disease. Officials in the Bay Area, so this has been reported by the Messenger, Officials in the Bay Area are investigating the deaths of two people who contracted a deadly bacterial infection at a spa in Richmond, California. The spa is called Zen Day Spa, and it's right now at the center of investigations by county officials. Both patrons, both victims who had died, had visited the location days prior to their illness. So in a statement, county leaders said the spa did not even have permits to operate a spa or pool. Environmental health inspectors conducted an assessment of the facility and found no existing records indicated the business had ever been issued a permit for a spa or pool. It's known as the air conditioner disease. Legionnaires is a bacterial infection. It's caused by the Legionella bacteria. The microbes like damp and poorly sanitized environments. You get sick by inhaling water vapors. So, like if you're in a hotel and you take a shower, you could breathe it in from the steam. And so the bacteria can also thrive in poorly kept water that's not being treated, chemically treated, so like a pool or spa. So the spa has been shut down in the meantime. The disease is not going to be contagious. You're not necessarily supposed to give Legionnaires to somebody else, but people going there exposed can then get sick. People over 50 are at higher risk, those who smoke, those who have chronic lung diseases. They estimate about 10% of people die who get this. And what's crazy is two people died in this day and age with antibiotics. And so most people not at high risk will survive. So I am interested in who were those two people that died? What happened? Was it just a large dose? Was it that they were diagnosed over the phone as COVID? You know, and they hadn't seen a doctor in person until it was too late? I don't know. But any sort of cough, any sort of fatigue, any dizziness, any change in skin color, any wheezing, any pain in the chest, you got to get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I am getting a little tired of these places being halfway when it comes to cleanliness and licensing. I don't know how somebody could do that. I couldn't sleep at night. You know, opening a business, having a business that could shut down any second. You know, I would want to make sure that everything was in place because I'd want to keep the business. And maybe some people don't know. Maybe they think, you know what, we could just do this. Maybe they didn't realize that there was a licensing board. I don't know. But you have auditors and you have inspectors by the county that will drive around up and down the streets and check to see if your company is on the up and up. And so they will find you. And especially if you have a Facebook presence and you're asking people to like and follow you and share their experience with you. Now, I mean, having a pool and a jacuzzi is a lot of work. I've seen people do this where they go and they buy a jacuzzi or they, you know, build out a pool, but they don't take care of it. If you have any, if you're near any body of water, you got to take care of that. And I personally like it aerated where you have ventilation. I think if you're in a closed indoor setting, even though indoor pools are very sexy and you protect yourself from the sun, I think it offers a breeding ground. Water was never designed to be in a like tub-like aperture for a long period of time. It has to evaporate and then go out into space. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has until 5 p.m. to respond to a motion for a protective order in his case about alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. President Biden traveling west this week. He'll visit the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of that trip. The Midwest and Northeast under the threat of severe weather today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. The Houston Astros visiting the White House today to be honored for their World Series championship. It's a tradition that dates back to at least 1924, with the Washington Senators believed to have started that tradition. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing that I think a lot of us are very frustrated with is the silent discrimination that happens and the fear of being able to speak freely about your political views. And so, I was in California with some friends, and we have a lot of friends who still live in California. I was originally from there. And many of them feel like they can't say anything or they have to pretend like they're going with the flow because they work in the Hollywood industry and they don't want to be outed, lose their job. And when people say that's not real, I'm telling you right now, it's real. I've worked in places where you just, I'm very moderate on things, and I'm a nonpartisan because there's a lot of things on both sides that I support and both sides that I might disagree with. But if I had an opinion on, let's say, Obamacare, I had to keep that to myself because people would insinuate that I was one side or another. And, it stinks because we should be able to, in this country, be able to talk. I love that picture of that young boy who was holding, I think, a Trump sign, and that older man who was holding a Biden sign. And I guess they were neighbors at two different rallies, but they were neighbors. And so you see them shaking hands, both with opposite flags. That, to me, is America. That's beautiful. Where, you know, you could be Democrat, Republican, nonpartisan, independent, Green Party, whatever. And you could still be civil and love thy neighbor. But you both want different things. That's okay. I mean, there's a good chance that my neighbor does not want the same thing for dinner as I do. Probably my neighbor has a different religion. Am I able to get along with them? Absolutely. I love the fact that we're different. But when it comes to politics, no. Everybody wants everybody to think like they do. So we need to do better. But what do we do about the getting in trouble at work? Or being blacklisted or being fired or well, Elon Musk brought up something kind of fascinating. He has promised to pay for legal fees for anyone who has been, quote, unfairly treated by their employer for liking posts on his platform X, which was formerly known as Twitter. Now, Elon Musk is a billionaire, and he said there would be no limit to how much monetary legal aid his firm will provide. But the platform is still kind of struggling financially. They keep asking for money to get the check mark and, you know, all sorts of other things. And I still don't know exactly where you apply. How do you appeal for assistance? If it's on X or former Twitter, or you email Elon, not exactly sure. But Musk took over Twitter, changed it to X recently. He took over Twitter in October, and he has been an advocate for free speech. And so if somebody, let's say, wants to support Ron DeSantis, for example, and they get in trouble at work, or they, you know, work finds a way to get rid of them, you know, Elon Musk tweeted the following: if you were unfairly treated by your employer due to a posting or liking something on this platform, we will fund your legal bill, no limit. Please let us know. Now, I'm just wondering if maybe Elon Musk is thinking about running for president. He's been really, I mean, he's just been, you know, doing, pushing the outer limits of you know, what you could do with space, what you could do with satellite, what you could do with, you know, paying online like PayPal, and now with Twitter and X. I wonder if this is, you know, a chess move for him to later be in public office. And you have people who love Elon Musk. You have people who hate him also. But Elon Musk has been, you know, more vocal about, you know, free speech and, you know, not, and like in terms of censorship, you could see which one of your posts were shadow banned, if they were more right-leaning or left-leaning. And so it's interesting to see this. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how that would work, because you have a lot of individuals who feel like they were sidelined or treated badly based on their political views. And it's, you know, we'll see what happens. They say one example was a U.S. This is being reported by Daily Mail. There was a U.S. video game employee, Kara Lynn, was fired by Limited Run Games, allegedly, for following transphobic accounts and voicing excitement over Harry Potter game. Lynn's termination was triggered by a complaint from a trans activist, Jessica Blake, was tagged in Musk's post before he replied by asking for more details. So if you follow an account, now again, I mean, what does transphobic mean? To me, transphobic means you are being very discriminatory and biased against somebody who's transgender. But if somebody has an opinion on women's sports and women in the locker room, does that mean they're transphobic? So that's the other thing. We need to get the definitions down. You know, when you have a doctor say, look, when it comes to kids, I want to make sure we preserve their fertility. I don't like the idea of transitioning them before they can make an educated, informed consent. Does that mean they're transphobic? or it doesn't mean they're protecting trans youth. When I see a sign that says protecting trans youth, I'm thinking it means don't, you know, change their bodies, don't surgically remove breasts or alter their penis or affect their height by limiting their puberty and their growth factor with a negative feedback mechanism with some of these hormones. You want to protect transgender youth so they could still make a decision about fertility later, but that's not what it means. I guess protecting transgender youth is allowing them to transition. So we need to get our definitions right. You know, when you know, women object to a biological male being in the locker room, that doesn't necessarily mean they're transphobic. That means they want some privacy in the locker room. And so we have to be very careful because, you know, there was a time where if you supported your police friends or your police patients, people said you were racist. Why can't you support all communities? And, you know, it's difficult. I mean, there were a lot of Democrats that supported our local police. One of our police officers got shot in the head during one of the George Floyd riots. And he's going to be forever in a wheelchair. He was lucky he survived, but he's never going to be the same. And all he was doing was protecting our streets. You did see unity between Democrats and Republicans when that happened. In fact, I think the riots stopped and the protests stopped after that because, you know, one of our own almost got killed. So, you know, so it'll be interesting. But Sasha White, a literary assistant agent from New York, said she was fired by the Tobias Literary Agency after retweeting a comment about trans women. So, you know, is Musk being impulsive? Is he making promises that he can't keep? Is he, you know, it is interesting. How, well, look what happened with Jennifer Aniston. She liked the comment that Jamie Foxx, or she liked the post by Jamie Foxx, who posted something that people interpreted was anti-Semitic, and that she had to quickly apologize and remove her Instagram, ability to comment and all sorts of stuff. Our social media is getting us into trouble, and the legal world is learning how to sue and how to deal with that. But you have the Constitution with free speech, which my guess is going to head up to the Supreme Court. If you put something that says, I support women's sports and their privacy in the locker room and get fired, I don't know if that's going to get to, you know, if that's going to later end up at the Supreme Court. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think close to 1,000 school districts do not have the kids back to school Monday through Friday. In fact, they have shifted to a 4-day school week. So after 3 months of summer and no school, which I think is really a waste of a lot of opportunity for kids to learn. So hopefully they were in camp or helping the parents at work or farming or doing something. But after 3 months of no school, now they're only going back to 4 days a week. In Independence, Missouri this year, 14 students are going to try a 4-day week. Mondays are off. So it's not the Fridays, it's Mondays. They say hundreds of districts across the country have moved to adopt the alternative weekly schedule in recent years. CBS News correspondent Bradley Blackburn looked at why some larger school districts are taking the step. Superintendent from the Independent School District, Dale Hurl, said his staff had spent months planning for this year's significant calendar change. His district is the largest in the state to move to a four-day schedule. So to comply with state requirements for instructional time, which determines how school calendars are structured, they're going to add 35 extra minutes onto each day. So they're going to make the school day longer. Now, I've advocated that you make the school day shorter, where they get compact learning, because after 20 minutes, the kids stop paying attention anyway, where you do compact learning in the morning, and then the afternoon is the practical learning, the sports, the first aid, the plumbing, the electricity, the farming, the group activities. But instead, they're going to make the four-day school week longer. They say, so the instructional minutes will be almost exactly the same. So the 140 minutes added from 4 days, that doesn't really translate to 6 hours. But they say it will be the same. Now, they say for parents who need child care on Mondays, the district will offer child care at $30 a day. Well, some families can't afford that. They're already paying taxes for their kids to be at school. 900 school districts in the United States currently use a four-day week academic schedule. The number rose from 650 districts in 2020 to 876 districts across 26 states in 2023. They say smaller rural districts have been more likely to favor the schedule. Larger districts are shortening their school weeks in an effort to recruit and retain teachers. They say it's a selling point. You only have to work 4 days if you're a teacher. Okay, a kid staying in school all day and tacking on another 35 minutes, I just don't know how much more they're going to learn. Kids need to be learning every day, even if it's fun learning on the weekends, because they can. These young kids could be bilingual, trilingual, learn how to read, math. You're not hurting them. I mean, you're hurting them if you whip them with a ruler and, you know, chastise them, but if you introduce material to them, see what they handle and see what they don't. Some kids will handle it. Some kids might not. Some kids might rather paint than learn how to read when they're younger, but give them the option, and especially during summer when they're just sitting around playing video games. So I don't know if I like this four-day school week. So in order to attract teachers, so now teachers are going to say, I'm only going to work for a school district when I only have to go in 4 days. I don't think America, right now with our educational system the way it is, can afford to lose any more teaching time. Now, we also can't afford to lose any more teachers. We've lost a lot of teachers. And people don't want to go into teaching because they don't want to be underpaid. They don't want to be shot at by school shooters. They don't want the parents and all that hassle, and they also don't want to teach things they might not feel comfortable teaching about when it comes to sex, when it comes to certain topics. So becoming a teacher is now less attractive. So a four-day school week, I don't know. I mean, if this is the trend, we'll see what happens, but I would have expected schools to go, okay, guys, we're going to do something different. And I've told you, I think, honestly, winter break being 2 weeks long, people forced to travel in such a small amount of time, it's cough, cold, COVID season, flu season, so kids come back sick, they have to miss a good part of coming back to school anyway, make Christmas break or winter break longer, shorten summer break because it's a waste of 3 months and opportunities for kids to learn, and then make school the concentrated classes in the morning. They can eat lunch either at home or on the cafeteria or whatever. A lot of kids don't like the cafeteria time at lunch because they get bullied or they have to eat alone. So give the students that choice. And then afternoon are your practical learnings. So every kid, by the time they finish a grade school, knows CPR. They know another language. They know how to exercise and hike. They understand nutrition. They understand basic first aid. They understand basic farming. They have done group projects. Understand how to use gym equipment. you know, I mean, get practical life stuff. Know how to balance a checkbook. You know how to operate a lemonade stand. You know, just give kids practical learning in the afternoons. That could either reinforce what they learned in the morning or be different. By middle school, high school, all kids should have some basic knowledge of electricity, of plumbing, of carpentry, of mechanics, auto mechanics. They need to know how to, you know, in case we do need more people to go into trades. And you might have some kids going, I love the plumbing unit. I loved when we worked on plumbing. That's what I want to do. But right now, kids, they're, you know, they're in class, they're writing notes, they're falling asleep, and then they're like, I don't know, I want to just play video games. That could also be a group project, design a video game. I mean, there's a lot of practical stuff. And then, by the way, I think high school ends at end of sophomore year. High school ends. Then, junior and senior year is associate's degree college. There's going to be politicians all election long saying, free college, free college, free college. There you go. And it won't cost us another cent. Junior will be college. Associate's degree. And the students will be ready because they will have gotten better teaching during the school year. And not lose 3 months of their life doing video games during the summer. But everybody says that's a great idea, but the teachers won't want that. If I was a teacher, I would love that. Shorter classes, compact, afternoon, one of the group activities. I would love that as a teacher. I love to teach. But our kids are not learning practical stuff. Now, I told you, when I grew up in Maricopa County, Arizona, they made us go out into the desert and learn how to survive in the desert. I mean, it was a field trip. It wasn't necessarily like you got to spend the night here. But, you know, how many kids know how to camp? How many kids know how to start a wildfire? Or not a wildfire. How many kids know how to prevent a wildfire, but start a campfire? How many kids know how to fish and cook that fish and debone it? Unless someone's parent does that, it's not going to happen. Or grandparent. So we have a lot, our kids have a lot of learning to do. So when I hear 4 day week, making the classes, which are already long, those school days are already too long, longer, I don't think that's going to help their learning. Now, I guess one school district is looking to the custodians and other people to train them in teaching to have more hands on deck. So we do have an issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.